we're going to have an interview with Rasheem Pillay for the health feature on my show. We'll be talking about Boy Hemophilia Day that will be taking place on the 17th of April. And today we're going to talk about this upcoming day, which is about hemophilia. And Rasheem Pillay is a volunteer at South African Hemophilia Foundation, and he has severe hemophilia, which is AIDS. He is also on the World Federation of Hemophilia International Committee organizing the 2020 WFH Global Conference. Hi, Rasheem Pillay.
Hi there, hi.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good, thanks.
I'm doing good too. Thank you for joining us for the show. Could you please tell us more about yourself?
Okay, so I'm a 38-year-old hemophiliac. I have severe hemophilia A, as you just mentioned. So I've been involved with the South African Hemophilia Foundation, and I try and volunteer my services and skills to help create awareness for hemophilia.
Okay. Can you explain, what is hemophilia?
So hemophilia is a bleeding disorder, so you'll be missing a clotting factor in your blood, which means that you can get hurt easily if you get bumped or cut.
Okay, so is it contagious?
No, it's not contagious. You're either born with it, and then you will have it for the rest of your life.
So if you're born with it, is it curable?
Well, there is new medical technology coming out at the moment where there's something like gene therapy where they will get a cure in, but it's not on the market yet. They're still in the clinical trials.
What age group can get it?
So you're born with hemophilia. So it's males get it more often. I think it's 1 in 5,000 males will have hemophilia. And now they're saying that girls who were previously ignored can also have hemophilia. So there's a big focus on females with bleeding disorders as well.
Is there a different type of hemophilia, for example, type A, type B?
Yeah, so those are the two main ones, type A and type B, and they would either be missing clotting factor number 8 or number 9.
If you look at type A and type B, which one is more, not contagious, but more dangerous in case?
I think they're equally dangerous, but hemophilia A is more common.
Yeah. Can you tell us, what happens if a hemophilic gets a cut?
Yeah, so if you get a cut or if you get bumped, it means that it'll take longer time to heal and you'll need to replace the clotting factor inside your body through an injection.
So, as you mentioned that there are treatment coming up as technology and all that, but for now, as you're talking about present, is there any treatment happening?
Yeah, so the most important thing to do is to get your clotting factor, which is injected into your blood. And that will give you the protein needed to prevent injuries, and also if you have an injury, to help it to heal.
And check up protein, how many months or?
Yes, so you should always be in contact with your hemophilia treatment center, which is at all the national hospitals. So generally it's every 6 months, but yeah. You can go in as often as you need to maintain your health.
Well, so where is hemophilia most common in the world?
So it's equally common all over the world, but in developing countries, they're often undiagnosed, which is a big focus for both the South African Hemophilia Foundation and the World Federation of Hemophilia.
So could you tell us more about yourself as a volunteer at the SA Hemophilia Foundation?
Yeah, so I'm a web designer by profession, so most of my skills that I give them is either to help maintain their website and to create awareness, especially in online communications.
Okay. The South African Hemophilia Foundation, what do you guys do? What do you guys touch bases on?
So our main focus is to create awareness so that people who don't know they have a bleeding disorder can get diagnosed and access to treatment.
Yeah.
And also to advocate with government so that we can get the recommended clotting factors in the hospitals and people get access to treatment.
For those who don't know where to get help, where are you guys located?
So you can get us on all social media channels. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and we also have a website, hemophilia.org.za.
Yeah.
So you can reach out to us there, and on the website you'll get access to all the treatment centers in South Africa and contact details for all the relevant people.
So you are also on the World Federation of Hemophilia International Committee, reschedule organizing the 2020 WFH Global Conference. Could you tell us more about it?
So what happens there is that they will give us the best treatments and the best new research of what's happening in the bleeding disorders community. You will learn about all the new products, about how we can better advocate and create awareness for hemophilia.
So, could you tell us, like, any advice for those outside that are listening now? What can you say to them about hemophilia and those who also diagnosed with hemophilia? Is there any advice for them?
The best thing to do is always be in close contact with your care team, especially at the hospital, so that you have the correct treatment plan. And if you have hemophilia, get your female cousins and sisters from your mom's side especially to get tested and to see if they have the gene that could be passed on.
Okay, Mr. Rashim, as today we are celebrating Sepsis Day, and I can see that you are planning to help people, you're planning to be successful. So, who do you look up to as a successful person in life?
I wouldn't say I look up to a single person, but I'll say everybody on the South African Hemophilia Foundation, because they all strive so hard and they're all always so selfless and putting themselves second to improve care and access to treatment for people with hemophilia and other bleeding disorders.
Is there anything else you want to add on?
I'd just like to say thank you for giving me the opportunity to help increase awareness. And to my people, my fellow people with hemophilia, thank you for always being a great community to be a part of.
Thank you very much for you also coming here, which is highly appreciated. And I hope that people who are listening to the show will also be aware what is hemophilia and will also catch up on the website. As you heard, guys, on Rashim Pillay about hemophilia, you guys can catch him on Twitter, Facebook, and on his website.